Good morning. Look at that, it's working. All right, April 1st, 2022, 10:45. It was 10:44 a minute ago. Not too surprising. 10:45 a.m. And hi, new month. Let's see if we can make this stick this time. It's a bit nippy. Temperature is 50 degrees, but there's quite a stiff breeze blowing, and I apologize because somewhere in the last 2 weeks I've lost a little windscreen that came with the microphone. It has a sort of a less than screen that came with it, but it's not specifically the windscreen. So we'll see how this works out. It's better than nothing, I'll give it that much. So one of the challenges that I've got is what to talk about today, because there's stuff happening that I really, it's taken up a lot of my brain space, but it's not something I can really talk about. It's medical. And I don't have enough information really to say too much about what's going on, other than I have a biopsy scheduled next week. I've had several tests so far, and now they're starting to take samples. So we'll see how it works out. I spent 2 weeks sick as a dog. Between lack of sleep and stress, I was getting about 4 hours sleep a night. I was just dragging my butt around, barely able to keep it together. And the problem with that is it's not very satisfying, and also it sucks. So I need to do something better. And first thing is sleep. I've said this over and over and over. And I started getting some decent sleep, finally. Started getting some decent sleep. I've had three half-decent nights in a row of sleep. 7 hours compared to four, which seems like rather a luxury. So there's that. And it's a new month. And for the last week, I've been thinking about, okay, what have I got to do differently here? What have I got to do? It goes back to, how does it make you feel? How did it make you feel when you were doing it for fun? One of the meditations. How did it make you feel? And if I summon up those feelings, rather try to explain what they are, rather if I summon up those feelings, it's like, yeah, okay. That's pretty cool. I like that. Also, I learned the word, there is a word, and now I've forgotten what the word is. But not having the words to describe feelings. I mean, I know words that describe feelings, but I don't know when those words apply to me. I think I've talked about this before. It sounds familiar. So the interesting challenge for me is to recognize the feelings and just sort of categorize them as, oh yeah, that. Then there's this one. And there's another one over here. Right now I'm feeling cold, which is not the same kind of feeling. There, oh. Beautiful, beautiful, okay. I was freezing, it's freezing my butt off. It's 50 degrees, the sun is sort of out, and I thought, oh, wow, yes, I'll wear a hoodie, and that'll be fine, and it'll be good, and I can handle it, and I damn near froze. It is 50 degrees, it's probably 52 now, but the early part of the walk had that breeze, and it was pretty stiff, and it was pretty cold. And I was wandering along with my hands pulled up inside the sleeves of my hoodie, zipped up, hood up, trying to generate enough body heat to keep my fingers from freezing off. Because my gloves are in my jacket. I wonder if that's where the wind filter is. But now I'm walking, the sun is directly in my face. It's shining full on my body. It feels terrific. So I was thinking about how does it make you feel? And the corollary to that, the follow-on, the so what, is how do I feel like that? How do I make it so I feel like that again? And part of it meant I had to stop and think about, well, how do I feel right now? And besides frustrated, how do I feel right now? And how do I sort of plot those feelings against the day as the day unfolds? I didn't even put my hood back. Wow. Okay. And during most of the day, I feel pretty good. I have to say, I feel pretty good. I get to the end of the day, and that's where things start going a little bit off. Because I get to the end of the day, and I go, if you were to die tonight, if you were to not wake up in the morning, what would you regret? And the answer is everything. No. Yeah, actually, there's a lot of stuff I regret. Apparently, you can't get to 70 years old without having regrets. But taking a page out of the Stoics' philosophy, part of my lack of satisfaction with everything, most of which I can't do anything about, goes back to the few things I could do something about, like go for the walk. Not walking is not good. It's not helpful. So I need to move that up in my priorities. It's not something that I could do. It's something that I have to do. Getting the timing on it is a challenge. We're coming up on the heat, so I'm going to have to get out early if I'm going to go, which might actually be better. that might force me into getting underway at 7 o'clock instead of 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock. The other thing is the writing, because I haven't been writing. I open the file and I look at the file and I stare at it for 5 minutes and maybe write two or three words and then close the file again and go back to playing. Well, for most of the month, the first half of the month, it was Ark Survival. Single player, very, very fun, very engaging. It was good because when you shut the game down, the game stopped. Unlike playing on a server. You play on a server, you shut the game down, and the game keeps going. The server keeps running. Crops keep growing. Dinos keep eating. Occasionally they starve. Things respawn. All that kind of stuff happens. When you log back in again, it could be a challenge. Come up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. So there's a certain obligation that I felt when I played on the server to log in every day and make sure all the dinosaurs got fed, which meant making sure that I had the food to feed the dinosaurs, which meant harvesting the crops, making a meat run so that I could feed the predators. The downside of playing on a server is that you do all these cool things and then the only one knows is the only one sees them. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. It's the same with Minecraft. And so I put Ark down because Ark is just too engaging. It's just too demanding. Even single player is just too demanding. I can't say, okay, I'm gonna play for 2 hours and then I'm gonna go write for 2 hours, or I'm going to write. Ideally, what I would do is write for 2 hours and then go play for 2 hours. Instead, I log in, I get my coffee, I sit down at the desk, and the game is right there. I mean, it's right there. All I have to do is click, and it takes so long for the game to load. It's like, oh. And by the time it all gets loaded, then you don't want to shut it off, because if you shut it off, then you have to wait that length of time for it to load up again. So I tend to play. Anyway, I shut it down and I went back to Factorio. Factorio is a pure building game. It's just building. So mining, building, it's a lot like automated Minecraft in that respect. But it's a puzzle-solving game. It's like, okay, how do I fit these things together? I'm playing on peaceful mode. I started playing with biters, and it's like, I really don't like screwing around with biters while I'm trying to figure out how this game works. And I had about 300 hours in the game, 350 hours or so in the game from before. I played Factorio for actually quite a while. Nothing compared to Ark. Ark is over 6,000. I think Skyrim has over 2,500. Fallout 4 is 1,800. So each of those represents years worth of play. If they were full-time jobs, they would be 2,000 hours is considered full-time. So I've got like 3 years. I've got like 3 years of time into Ark. And I have yet to even beat any of the bosses. Other than one time, or two times maybe, that I went with a group. They let me come with them and then hang in the background until they killed off the boss. I went 4 or 5 times with them and then died the other times because it's just, I have no idea what's going on. Everything happens so fast, I don't have time to respond. I don't know what I'm supposed to be paying attention to, and so as a result, you know, I'm focusing on damage and then get killed. I focus on health, and I don't have enough to keep up with the incoming damage. So yeah, it's a... So anyway, Factorio. Factorio is a building game, it's a puzzle game, and it's very satisfying, a lot, in a certain sense, the same way that Minecraft is. So I have to kind of, I have to wonder if Factorio is my new warning sign, my new red flag. If I'm playing Factorio, then I have a problem. I don't think that's true. I don't think it's true about Minecraft either, but at least not anymore. At one point, that was probably true. But to get back to the Stoics, and when I get to the end of the day, the thing that troubles me the most, the thing that I find the least satisfactory, is that I haven't accomplished anything. And it's not like I don't have things that need to be accomplished. But breaking the hyper-focus long enough, breaking free of the ADHD to refocus on, say, the wizard's cat, or even just taking a walk. The truth is, if I think back, the days that I end the day feeling, okay, that was a good day, are the days when I started with a good night's sleep, I ate well, not overly much, but well. I ate the good things. Turns out I have to give up my bagel and salmon in the morning. The bagel is killing me. The bagel has a very high glycemic index, and so I'm better off spreading cream cheese on toast and having salmon on cream cheese toast. But it isn't satisfying. I don't know if it's because it's lacking the glycemic index, because wheat toast is, that's not the biggest one. But it's somewhere in the middle of glycemic index. I'm going to have wheat toast. I just as soon have peanut butter on. So there's that. Anyway, so I eat the right things. I eat well. I eat right. I walk. I write. And I play. And having enough time to get a satisfactory play in. Morning. Getting a satisfactory length of time for playing, you know, dipping your toe in for an hour doesn't scratch the itch. 2 hours is like a couple cheese and crackers in terms of satisfaction. So where do I find the time? How do I make the time? I don't make time. It's there. How do I divvy up my day to make that work? Because an awful lot of my day is spent doing, not writing, not working, not walking, not playing stuff. That's 3 hours, almost every day, 3 hours, 4 hours, fixing meals, cleaning up after them. There's another hour a day, pretty much every day, an hour a day on chores. And then another hour a day on unanticipated stuff. Morning. So, April is Camp NaNoWriMo. So it's a really good excuse, a little extra push, on top of the For the Words, on top of everything else, that if I'm really serious about wanting to get better, feel better, I'm not necessarily going to get better, but if I want to feel better, I kind of need to do a few things. And I think writing is key, along with walking, along with sleep, along with eating, and juggling them all. Well, juggling them all is going to be April. So, hi. I walked, but I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.